So I wanted to talk to you today about the glory and how it relates to Joel's army. This week when we were doing the song and I came up and I told you that the Lord wanted to plant his cross in our hearts. And as we were in worship, I saw him come and plant his cross in our hearts. And I saw from that, it poured out. And what I mean by that is from now, we all know, we got the old rugged cross. We know that that cross was not a nice, shiny gold cross, right? It's a pretty rough cross, right? It was painful to hang on that cross, not to mention all that Christ suffered before he carried that cross. But the cross is not an easy thing to bear. It's not an easy thing to hang on. It's not an easy thing to have penetrate our hearts. But when we allow him to penetrate our hearts with the work of the cross, it does something in us. It begins to transform us. Almost at the cellular level. While we were in worship, and I encouraged you to open up your heart and receive that, the Lord began to show me what that looks like in the earth for those willing to allow Him to penetrate their hearts with the cross and how that relates to Joel's army. We know that Joel's army, we are called to be prayer shields, right? We're called to be prayer shields. And by being prayer shields, I just don't know what to do with this podium right now. I feel like I wanted it there because my Bible's so heavy, but so we are called to be prayer shields. And so we are called, and what mom saw was that those prayer shields, us, went down into the earth and penetrated the tectonic plates, right? We've all heard this. And when the prayer shields did that, they began to bring stability to the earth. But when I saw his glory, when I saw the cross enter our hearts, I saw the glory begin to pour out. And I saw the prayer shields that he has called us to be in this hour begin to connect. If you guys, the front row, if you can, I know everybody's like, I want to be a volunteer, but they're closer, so come on up. All four of you, please. So what I saw was, so Beth is a prayer shield. Okay, wait a minute. Ken and Karen in the back, because you're taller. Beth, right here. Right here.
Okay.
You stay there, sis. You stay there, sis. You stay there. You stay here. And you are here. So what I saw is, now imagine, multiply this by a lot, okay? What I saw was these penetrating the earth's crust, okay? Down into the tectonic plates. And as they did, and they allowed the work of the cross to come forth, his glory went from her, to him. It connected him. So there's a triangle here, right? Connected them, connected her, connected her. So there's like, now we have two triangles, right? And they're all connected. And if you continue this process until it begins to create almost a net of protection and a flow of his glory throughout the earth, it began to pour, and we were a covering for the earth. Not only were we a stability, but we were a covering for the earth. And when people encountered us, the presence of God was felt. And it was a powerful thing, because when we connect at this level, the Spirit of God connects us. When we were in Northern California, and I was telling a sister who I don't think is here right now, last night I was telling her, when we were in Northern California, and I was speaking, and I had a translator, and it was, I would speak, she would speak, I would speak, she would speak, because we didn't have the translation devices. When that occurred, I would speak, and she would speak. And so, and you really have to focus when that happens, because, and stay on your train of thought. But what began to take place was, I would speak, she would translate, then I would speak, she would translate. And what began to take place was a spirit-to-spirit connection. And I found myself, even though I cannot understand Chinese, I found myself amening her. Because there was a flow of the Spirit of God taking place. Because the Spirit of God bypasses the barrier of our language. When we began in the Tower of Babel, when they began to build that so that they could reach God and ascend to heights, what happened? God confused their languages, right? God is bringing us back to a place of unity in the Spirit. And when His people are in a unity of the Spirit, we don't have to understand the language of our head, the language of our tongue. We only need to know what the Spirit of God is saying. Amen? So that is what Joel's Army does. It prepares us to be and to flow. It prepares us to be stability in the earth, prepares us to be a net of protection over the earth. It prepares us to transmit the glory of God. That's what Joel's Army does. It is the work of the cross. It's in us, transforming us at the cellular level, and that avails us to the flow of His Spirit. When Moses, in Exodus 33, Moses had already spent so much time on the mount, right? He's there, and he is seeking God for the people of Israel. He is bringing them out of Egypt and seeking God to transform them, because they had spent hundreds of years, generation after generation, in enslavement in Egypt. He not only needs to rescue them, and remember this week, what was it? A rescue mission. He not only needs to rescue them, but He needs to prepare them to be the children of God. To be, so that they would be transformed, and God gives them the law. Can you imagine going from an absolute heathen nation, and now you are responsible before the God who saved you? They didn't do so well. We remember the golden calf thing, right? God had to transform them. Even Moses could not see the fullness of the glory of God. He said, I want to see your glory. Show me your glory, God. Show me your glory. And he said, I will come before you, but there's a cleft in the rock. And I'm going to hide you. I'm going to put my hand over you so that my glory, in the fullness of the glory, does not take you out. He had to protect him from the fullness of the glory. But what happened? The work of the cross came. The work of the cross entered in. And He is the covering, so we can enter into His presence. And when the cross penetrates our hearts and we allow Him to transform us at the cellular level, so that we can become a spirit-to-spirit connection with our brothers and sisters in the kingdom of God, not only are we bringing stability to the earth, but we are being a protection, and we are releasing the glory of God into the earth. That's what we're called to do. Jesus came. His blood enables us to enter the presence of God. Even with, Paul talks about it in 2 Corinthians 3, he talks about even when the law was read, what? The veil was over their eyes. The veil was over their heart. It couldn't penetrate like it needed to. But the work of the cross allows it to penetrate our hearts. It allows it to transform us. It allows us to enter in the fullness, the fullness of what God has for us. Consider for a moment the fullness of what God has for us. It's so deep. It's so powerful. It drops the worship leader to his knees. We enter into his presence. We fall on our face, but the worship leader's job is to stay at that keyboard. But the presence of God came in so strong, he couldn't even stand. Did God leave when the music stopped? Did the presence leave when the music stopped? It was a weight. He says, I'm here with my glory. I'm here to surround you and envelop you in my glory, to transform you from within and without. Many who join Joel's army, you know, we have people leave because it's too hard. You know, it's too hard. It's like I've been hit since I entered. But I don't understand that. You know, it's like one thing after another. Does anybody remember the email that we sent out the end of 2017? 2018 was going to be the year of refining. That was one hellacious year. Nobody said entering Joel's army was going to be easy. Nobody said it wasn't going to come with difficulties. No one promised that. No one said the minute you join, you're going to step into so much excitement and joy, and it's just going to be a ball of laughter for you. And you get to pray with people. We are praying high-level things. We can't pray from here. We got to pray from here. And the only way to really pray, really release his anointing, really be the stability to a nation, the protection of the nation, is for us to be refined at a deep, deep, deep level. Because then it's not about us. It's not about our head knowledge. It's about the Spirit of God flowing through us. The Spirit of God moving through us. And the greater the struggles, the greater the refining, the more powerful your intercession. That's just what happens. When I saw the cross penetrate our hearts, one of our sisters came up and said earlier, the Lord came to her and she felt like he was putting a cross in her heart. And it was before I even came up and shared what I saw. And she said it was wooden. It wasn't, you know, like attractive or anything. It was rough. It's not easy. But what comes of availing ourselves to his work is something so, I would say glorious, but the reality of it is, it's so intimate. When we pray from our spirit man. We pray from something that has been transformed. The deeper that work, the more refined we become. It's a beautiful thing. It's an intimate thing. It's a powerful thing. Being in Joel's army avails us to the transformative work that he does. Being in Joel's army allows us to have deep teachings that aren't put out there, because it's deep teaching. How many of you have been on the PCL training calls? Now, you may not all even be in Joel's army, but as leaders, been on the PCL training. When we've walked through the inner healing, when we've walked through moving into a spirit of sonship, when we've walked through separating ourselves from the orphan spirit into the spirit of adoption, sonship, and you felt, now that is available later for our PCMs, our Prayer Cell members, it's up on the website, and you should all have your login. If you don't, contact the office and we'll get you in there. How many of you had your lives changed through the process Ken and Debbie took us through? So did I. So did I. It was powerful. This year, they're going to walk us through the feasts, teaching us about the feasts. You know, we were grafted in understanding the feasts is an important part of our faith. We want to see our Jewish brothers and sisters get saved. We prayed for that last night, right? If we ask them to come out of their Jewish faith and drop the feast, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to feel fractured. We were grafted in. It's not the other way around. There's opportunity here to grow and to grow deeper in God when you join Joel's army. There's opportunity for greater persecution. That's just the truth. Greater struggle, deeper refining. But what is the purpose for the transformative work to be done in our lives? That his glory can flow through us. Do you realize when the fullness of his glory comes for the vessels that have prepared themselves? When you encounter someone who is saved, something will be ignited instantly. You'll know. Even if you live in a nation that has such persecution, you could lose your life if they knew you were a Christian. We have Joel's Army prayer cells in nations. We have someone that was arrested, spent 2 years in jail for being a Christian. And now she's in Joel's army. That was before she joined Joel's army. And she has a prayer shell to pray for that nation. Something happens when we allow him, when we avail ourselves to that deeper work, that intimate work. Of the cross. And I'm telling you, Joel's Army is, you know, it's like church. And I mean good church. Not watered down, compromised, but good church. Where you can't get away with anything because your brothers and sisters love you enough to speak truth into your life. To help walk you through refining. They love you enough to make sure you fulfill all that God created you to fulfill. We think we're walking this earth and all we have to do is get saved and we step into heaven. And I got to be honest with you. When I was 10 and I was leading people to the Lord, I said, all you got to do is say the sinner's prayer and you'll be in heaven. I had no idea all that that involved. But I was young. I was innocent. I was ignorant. But what he really wants from his children, it's deep. It's involved. And it's powerful. It's powerful. When we moved to Seattle, I'm going to close with this because I know that Ode's got to come on. When we moved, before we moved to Seattle, 2012, right? It was 2012. Yeah. We were praying about what to do because we'd been in New Orleans, and it was a hard choice for us to leave. And we had had our Seattle prayer conference, and, you know, the Lord just wouldn't let Mom leave. She ended up up there doing prayer journeys for 3 months. She tried, and she shared that before. She tried, I don't know, 4 or 5 times to leave. And she brings the leadership together, and she says, can we seek the Lord on, are we supposed to move up here? And so I sought the Lord. We all sought the Lord. But I had a vision. And in that vision, we were in NOLA. And I saw a big archway going up to the northeast. And it was gold. Like liquid gold. And it went from New Orleans up to Seattle. Well, it went to the northeast. I didn't know it was Seattle. Northwest, sorry. Thank you. It's been a long week. Thank you for correcting me. To the north. Yeah, we just went around. It went on. It went the long way. So it went up. I saw the end of it. That's right. It went up to the northwest. I live in California. I should know which way is west, right? It has been. So it went up to the northwest, and it went from there, and I saw it move into the center of the country, and I saw it begin to go in other areas, streams of it. And I saw that it would be, I mean, how many of you ever saw the movie, remember War Games? It came out like in the 80s or something like that, you know, this is not a game, something like that. And it showed how if they started a nuclear war, what would take place. You know, so it had on the map these big arches from one place to another, and everybody's looking at me like, I don't know what you're talking about. So thank you very much. It's like the missile projection. So it arches over the earth. So I saw that, but it was all liquid gold, and it began to flow. And what's interesting now when I look back at that, because that was 2012, when I look back at that, I think about where we've had our GOEs. I think about where we've done our JA days. I think about how we've come together, and as we pray and seek the Lord, then we spread out, right? We go back home. So we went, we came back, and the arches kept going, and then smaller streams of it began to go from those areas, and it began to connect the earth, much like the example I gave when I brought these four up here. The glory was connecting people. like liquid gold all over the earth. And now, here we are 7 years later, and I see, because that's when we started Joel's Army. That's what the Lord was showing me, the work of Joel's Army, and how it would start up there, really take off up there, because Mom first announced it just before she left NOLA. And it would begin to expand around the world. His glory is coming, and it's transmitted through you. So avail yourself to the work of the cross. Avail yourself to his glory. Let him use you to the fullest of what he created you for in this hour. Thank you.